Blog Talk Radio.
You are a woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now here's your host for today's show.
Hi there, I'm Corinne Brown, Connections Advisor with Every Woman Can Be and The Fresh Expert, your Tupperware connection. You're listening to Coffee with Corinne, where I share fresh tips for your home and your business. This week, we're talking about enhancing your skills without emptying your wallet. Now, you might be going, okay, why are you the fresh expert? Well, born, raised, and birthed in Tupperware, I have seen so many things over the last 15 years by building my own successful Tupperware organization. I know what it takes to be an expert or to be successful in direct sales. I've grown a nationally ranked sales team, and I understand the struggles of balancing your own business with home, family, and those surprises in life. So today, I really want to share with you something that is deep and important in my heart. In fact, if you ask my sales team, they will tell you one of my favorite sayings is the day you think you know it all is the day you give yourself a handicap. Because when we grow with everything in life, we have to be sure that we're open to constantly grow and to constantly learn new things so we can continue to change and evolve so that we can be the best us every day, no matter what is going on. But that doesn't mean we have to spend a ton of money. So we don't want to stop growing. We don't want to stop learning. We don't want to stop reaching towards our dreams. But we do want to take advantage of the opportunities to sharpen our skills. So we need to be or not be afraid to rub elbows with those you admire and those you strive to be like in business. Okay, what does it really mean to sharpen your skills and to enhance them? It means you're willing to grow, to keep learning so you have the skills and resources to reach and claim your dreams. You need to take the time to invest in yourself. Investing in yourself, again, does not mean spending a lot of money. There are a number of free seminars available. Often these seminars are little teasers that a lot of companies do to get you to then invest in their weekend workshops or their online courses or whatever it is they're wanting you to sign up for. But they have valuable information that you can use to sharpen your skills. Even little free webinars where then they want you to sign up for something else. But this information you get, you need to know because it helps you and it educates. Sometimes they even give out books and handouts or downloads. Now, when I do go to these in person, like the ones that little success seminars that they have at different hotels locally or at different places, I will walk out at the end. I'll get my free gift. But no matter how hard they are trying, and yes, they are some hard sellers, I don't sign up for the packages. And you don't need to feel obligated to do it either. You know, they'll give you all these reasons, oh, we can do payment plans. It's their job to sign you up. But you don't have to. Utilize these little snippets to help you to grow. But the thing is, there's those things that are offered. A lot of times I find, especially with my sales force, they don't always take advantage of the resources that are in front of them. If your company offers training, classes, and more, you need to go. I love this saying, the more you learn, the more you earn. Don't make excuses for why you can't go, because then you are making excuses for achieving the success that you want in your life and in your business. So another tip that I have when it comes to enhancing your skills without emptying your wallet is to surround yourself with like-minded individuals, either in a woman's organization, a mastermind group. These are individuals that also want to learn and grow. They want to be successful, and they are on that upward journey, just like you want to be on or are on. Some of my best friends today are the ones I met in such groups. We talk weekly about where we are, what we're doing, and what we're learning. We lift each other up, and we trigger new thoughts and new ideas. These can be productive get-togethers. It's not a gossip session. We truly want to grow, and have to grow to be, or be proactive to grow. A lot of times I'll meet them over lunch, yes, sometimes even over wine, so we get a little bit of our social as well, but we do work and talk about our business. One of my favorite one-on-ones that I have regularly is every Monday I have a walk appointment with one of my close friends. We enjoy the beauty of nature and the local greenway, and so we're getting our exercise in, taking care of ourselves, but we also share what's going on with our business as well as what's going on in our lives. We talk about the challenges that we've had, the great speakers we've just heard, the books we've read, and so forth. Personally, I love that my friend is an avid reader because each week I get to learn through her takeaways, new ideas, concepts, things that relate to me and my life. Your friends, those ones that you hold close, that are growing, can be a huge impact for you as you grow your skills and your business. Because then you know, oh, to work on this. Oh, where do I go to find this? And again, a lot of times, it's free. Stimulate your brain in the field that you are reaching for. There are the free podcasts and downloads. So instead of listening to music in the car, listen to topics that will make you a master of your field. This can be done during your morning motivation, on a walk, or even doing simple chores like cleaning around the house. Yes, scrubbing the toilet and learning ways to maximize your prospects. Brian Tracy, he said, if you want to be a master of your field, you must read at least an hour a day in the field that you want to be a master of. I also believe that means you need to learn, and you need to take that time to find all these resources that are out there so that you can be the master, you can enhance your skills, and that way you can grow in the direction you want. So another way not to spend a lot of money, check out your local library, where you can not only check out the physical books if you are one that likes tangible things in their hands, but also audiobooks. Search online for podcasts as well as on iTunes. Check out blogs with tips, tricks, and more. Okay, another one, and my husband is the one that has been on me about, you need to find this, Corinne. You haven't had one in a while. And I'm like, yes. And it's something that I have too, because it's so important. And that is to find a mentor. If you don't have one already, find one. You can have more than one. And your mentor doesn't have to be in your exact field. For example, I am a Tupperware sales director. I can go hunt out someone who is making the money I want to make in Tupperware. But it's direct sales. So if you're doing a jewelry company or makeup or any of those candles that are out there, someone that's the top in any of those direct sales fields, and still have them as a mentor, because the concepts are the same. To be successful in sales, it's the foundation that is similar in all of them that you need to build. You need to prospect, you need to recruit, you need to grow, you need to sell your product. And that's the simple. The way you do it's going to be different because of the way the plans are. But the core is the same with follow-up and talking to them. So once you have one, or once you go get one, or the one you have, utilize them. Ask them the questions. Don't feel like a pest, because they want you to be successful too. I have a couple people that I mentor from other direct sales organizations, and it's just giving them what they need to be successful. It's kind of that pay it forward as well. I look at it for me as, you know, karma's important, and I want to share with people what people have shared with me. Another thing I often tell my team is that if you don't ask questions, I will think you don't want my help. And that kind of goes back to last month's topic, is that you need to ask. So if you truly want to enhance your skills and not worry about spending thousands of dollars on this or that, or goodness gracious, it's amazing when people pay for some things. Ask the people around you. Ask them what they're doing. Ask them what they've read. Stimulate your brain. Check out the podcast, go to your local library, see what they have, online things you can download as well, and reach out. Take time every day to grow. I want to leave you with a thought today, and that is the expectations of life depend upon diligence. The mechanic would be perfect, must sharpen his skills first. So enhance your skills, and I hope to see you all soon. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to Coffee with Corinne. Contact me to share your thoughts and future topic ideas by emailing corinne@thefreshexpert.com. You can also check out more fresh tips, recipes, podcasts, and all things Tupperware at thefreshexpert.com. And hey, I'd love to hear from you, and I'm on social media, so check me out on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram. All of it's at thefreshexpert. Until next time.